Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mummies of the world. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am doing well. You guys had, oh man, how many years ago was it when you had the display of the internal parts of the human body broken out where people could see them? And people flocked to that in droves where you could see the whole, the brain and all of our various parts on display. And I kind of compare that to this because it's like you're looking at something of these mummies that you really shouldn't be looking at.
Yes, the bodies exhibit several years ago was extremely popular. And Mummies of the World, I think, also awakens that curiosity about the human anatomy that people just naturally have. It features 40 real human and animal mummies from all over the world. So traditionally, we associate mummification with Egypt, but this exhibition shows you that there are more than one type of mummy in the world, and they're found everywhere. So we're super excited to be able to bring this experience to Pittsburgh. And I think, you know, even with how you said that you look at these different parts of the body that maybe we're not used to seeing, the exhibition is not creepy or scary. It's very reverent and respectful, and it shows you that not only mummification and how it works, but also that these people had stories. So we learn about the way they lived, the way they died, and what we can continue to learn about them through modern day science and technology.
Why do these bodies still exist? What is mummification? Because generally speaking, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, decomposition, we expect the human body to go away. And yet here we have these, and how far back do they date?
Sure. So this exhibition takes visitors on a 4,500-year journey to explore mummies' history and origins. Mummification takes place whenever the process of decay is blocked, generally from a lack of moisture or oxygen. And this can happen as an intentional process, which is sometimes referred to as intentional or artificial mummification. That's the Egyptian mummies that we traditionally think of. It can also happen as a natural process, though, which is sometimes referred to as natural or accidental mummification. So some examples of natural mummification that are featured in this exhibition include the Vach mummies, a mummified family from Hungary believed to have died from tuberculosis. They were preserved in a small church until the remains of over 265 mummies were discovered by a bricklayer doing repair work in 1994.
Really?
Yes, another example of natural mummification is Baron von Holtz, a German nobleman who was found tucked away in the family crypt of a 14th century castle wearing his best leather boots after perishing in the castle while seeking refuge from the 30 Years' War. So when we're talking about history and the types of mummification, this exhibition covers it all.
Now, you have something that just in reading it, it's like, really? What do mummies feel like? It's interactive. I mean, you're really touching these things?
It's not real mummies. You won't be touching any real mummies in the show.
Okay.
But we do have a very cool, like a textile interactive exhibit where visitors will get to touch examples of what bog bones, embalmed skin, mummified animal fur, and other mummy-related materials might feel like.
Okay, so it's not the real stuff, but this is a close simulation.
No. Yes, yes.
All right.
One of the interactives in the show that help people connect to mummification and the history of mummies beyond just looking at the various mummies that are featured in the exhibition. We have, in addition to this textile exhibit, we have a map that lights up showing you where different types of mummies have been found and in what conditions. We also have an interactive about the Egyptian Book of the Dead.
So as you have seen people coming through so far and looking at this, what has been the reaction of kids?
Kids are loving it. I think, you know, maybe that's something that comes across a parent's mind when they're thinking, is my kid going to enjoy this? Will this be too scary for them? I think it's really up to the parent as they're, you know, deciding whether or not they should bring their children. But we do have a family guide available online to help them determine if their child will enjoy it. We did have some families come into the exhibition recently, and I was kind of following them around, taking pictures of them as they reacted to the exhibit, and the kids are loving it. They're fascinated by it. Kids are, they just have this natural curiosity, and I think the exhibition really awakens it. So we might be seeing, you know, some buddy archaeologists or scientists walking out of the exhibition by the time they're through.
Mummies of the World at the Carnegie Science Center, now through the mid-April, right?
Yes, it's open through April 19th, and time tickets are on sale now at carnegiesciencecenter.org/mummies.
Nicole Chenoweth from the Carnegie Science Center, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.